This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
الحج أشهر معلومات فمن فرض فيهن الحج فلا رفث ولا فسوق ولا جدال في الحج وما تفعلوا من خير يعلمه الله وتزودوا فإن خير الزاد التقوى واتقون يا أولي الألباب.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على رسوله محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. أما بعد, Alhamdulillah, here we are today, the day of Arafah. As the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he mentions that Hajj is all about Arafah. Arafah is so important, brothers and sisters. Why? Because long time ago, the Quraysh, they never had a lot of respect for the day of Arafah. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that Hajj is Arafah. Without Arafah, there is no Hajj. Likewise, when we talk about the days of the Hijjah, there are, likewise, when we talk about the nights of Ramadan, there are 10 nights, the last 10 nights of Ramadan. The pinnacle of the last 10 nights of Ramadan is the night of Laylatul Qadr. Likewise, when we talk about the days of the Hijjah, what is the pinnacle of those 10 days? It is the day of Arafah, according to many of the scholars. Because on this day, as the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he mentions that there is no day in which Allah frees more slaves from the fire of Jahannam than Allah does on this day. So I would strongly recommend that the few hours that we have, we may have 1 or 2 hours left before Salatul Maghrib, please spend some time in making dua. Make dua for yourself, make dua for your family, make dua for your community, make dua for the welfare of the Muslim world. Today we find so many of our brothers and sisters being persecuted, you know, subhanAllah, because of their deen, all over the world. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect them. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala remove from them the dhulm of the zalimeen. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help the oppressed. And not only that, but wherever there are injustices taking place against people, it does not matter what religion they follow, what color they are, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to remove the dhulm from this earth that we live in. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us from being the victim of someone else's ignorance and someone else's dhulm. Ameen Rabbil Alameen. So having said that, please do take the last few hours to make dua for yourself. Read the du'as, the du'a, which is the best du'a to read on the day of Arafah. La ilaha illallah, wahdahu, la sharika lah, lahul mulku wa lahul hamdu wa huwa ala kulli shayin qadir. Try to recite that as many times as you can. Now, inshallah, once Salatul Maghrib takes place, of course, everyone naturally will begin making preparations for the day of Salatul Eid. And I want to just remind everyone watching that inshallah, you know, you'll recite the takbirat after each salat, inshallah. And this goes from the morning, the Fajr of the 9th of Dhul Hijjah, which is generally the day of Arafah, of course, and it goes all the way till the Asr of the 13th of Dhul Hijjah. So in our current context, it is today, Thursday is the day of Arafah. We have started takbirat after each salat, starting today, and this will continue all the way till Monday, Salatul Asr. Salatul Asr is the last salat where we will recite the takbirat after our salat, and then inshallah in Maghrib it will be done. There will be no takbir on Monday as after Salatul Maghrib. If your masjid is closed, if your local masjid is closed, and they're only conducting only a certain amount of prayers, then try to make sure that when you pray along with your family, then after the Salat is over, you recite Takbirat. Now, when we talk about Salatul Eid, now of course, inshallah, every single masjid and in your own communities will have, you know, the certain rules. My humble request would be is to please follow those guidelines and the protocol established by your own masjid. please respect that. Please respect that they're looking after, for all of our welfare. But at the same time, if you plan on staying at home and conducting Salat al-Eid at home, making sure that you do it, there are two different ways that you can do it. Both of them have been proven from the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, who learned it not from none other than Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The first way is that the first way that you can pray Salat al-Eid is that after the takbirat al-tahrima, you are going to make 7 extra takbirat, and then followed by Surah al-Fatiha in a surah. In the second rak'ah, when you stand up, then there will be 5 extra takbirat, followed by surah, so Fatiha, surah, and then you'll complete the salat as usual. The other opinion is the Hanafi opinion, which is that in the first rak'ah, you'll make 3 extra takbirat before you start the qira'at, meaning that before Fatiha and surah, you make 3 extra takbirat, and then in the second rak'ah, before you get to the ruku', meaning after Fatiha and after the surah, before you get to the ruku', you'll make 3 extra takbirat. Both of them are absolutely fine, and they have been proven from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And so this is one way that if you want to, you can perform, inshallah, Salat al-Eid at home. Finally, the last thing I do want to mention is that these days are all about Ibrahim alayhi salam. We revive the legacy of Ibrahim alayhi salam. We talk about Ibrahim alayhi salam. And there is one, subhanAllah, one beautiful thing that we learn from Ibrahim alayhi salam. And that is that, just imagine, I want you to think about this. You know, you all who are watching this, you probably are employees. And you probably have a job somewhere. And just think about this. Imagine you went out of your way and your boss made certain demands of you, and unrealistic demands, and you kept on saying, no problem, no problem, no problem. And then at the end, you are going to your boss or your employee and you're saying that, you know, you're asking him that, you know, or her, that have I done enough a good job? And are you okay with my work and so forth? I mean, that is, we're talking about human beings. And a lot of times we will not even do that because we already expect that our employee will be absolutely pleased with us. I mean, our employer and our boss will be absolutely pleased with us, and he'll be happy with us and so forth. So there's no need to go out of your way to do more. Ibrahim alayhi salam, when it comes to the relationship between us and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Ibrahim alayhi salam demonstrates for us what is the nature of a believer. Ibrahim alayhi salam taught us that, his story taught us that, first of all, Allah told him to leave his family in the desert. He said, labbaik. Allah said to sacrifice her son. He said, labbaik. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told him to build the Kaaba, and he said, labbaik. And all these three things, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is, you know, he's putting this pressure and this challenge upon Ibrahim alayhi salam to do something that is great. And each time Ibrahim alayhi salam, he stood up, and he never wavered, and he never second-guessed himself. And he never thought that, you know, these are unrealistic expectations of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But he did all of them. And then at the end, still, despite the fact that Allah wanted him to do all that, what did he say? He says, رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ. Oh Allah, accept from all of us. Oh Allah, accept from us. Allah, oh Allah, I've done all this for you. Accept this from me, oh Allah. And so, brothers and sisters, our mentality, our philosophy is that no matter how much we do for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, first of all, is that Allah does not need any of it from us. If I think, or if any of us think, that Allah needs my salat, we are wrong. If I think that Allah needs my Quran tilawa, we are wrong. If we think that Allah needs us to stand up for His deen, and Allah is in need of us, we are absolutely wrong. وَاللَّهُ الْغَنِي وَأَنْتُمُ الْفُقَرَىٰ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is ghani. And if I choose not to do anything for His deen, Allah has made it very clear, وَإِن تَتَوَلَّوا يَسْتَبْدِلْ قَوْمًا غَيْرَكُمْ ثُمَّ لَا يَكُونُوا أَمْثَالَكُمْ. If you don't do it, Allah will bring someone else in place, and Allah will remove you from the picture. But at the same time, while we understand, Allah is not, first of all, Allah is not in need of us. Number two is, we are in need of Allah. And because we are in need of Allah, brothers and sisters, we will always ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that no matter how much we're doing and how much we think that we are doing for the cause of Islam, we will always and we have to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept from all of us. Alhamdulillah, we are now at the end, that now we are approaching the 10th day of the Hijjah, tomorrow inshaAllah. And so what we do is that all the good that we have done, what do? We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept that. Oh Allah, you accept it from all of us. Because just imagine, may Allah protect us and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala never put us in that kind of situation. But just think, God forbid, that we show up on the Day of Judgment and Allah says that our deeds have not been accepted. What will we do on the Day of Judgment, brothers and sisters? What will we do? At that time, there's nothing more that we can do. That's why Ibrahim alayhi salam, if there's one thing important that he has taught us, is that at all times, oh Allah, you accept from us. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, all the good that we have done, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept from all of us. And all the good that we will do in the future, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept from us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continue to grant us ikhlas. And once again, as I said earlier, that inshallah, thumma inshallah, as you know, that there's only probably 1 or 2 hours left. Please spend this time in making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Make your dhikr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Use this time wisely. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept all of our du'as. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give shifa to those who are sick. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy for those who are going through challenging times. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give jobs and give a means of sustenance and rizq to those who don't have a job. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala take those people who are in debt out of debt. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us at every single moment of our life. Ameen Rabbil Alameen. Jazakumullah khair. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
واذكروا الله في أيام معدودات فمن تعجل في يومين فلا إثم عليه ومن تأخر فلا إثم عليه لمن اتقى واتقوا الله واعلموا أنكم إليه تحشرون.